This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we got a lot to talk about. Apparently, one in four Americans that are on Medicare don't take their medications right. And if we're worried about keeping our older individuals or our underserved individuals healthy, because not everybody who is over the age of 65 is on Medicare, we have a huge problem if they are having access and they're not taking their medications correctly. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how possible air pollution may be linked to Alzheimer's. If you are near a sober friend, you may be more prone to drinking less. It's pretty cool. Some of you have been asking about these drug maker discount cards. We got some information on those, the good and the bad. Household dust apparently is laced with toxic chemicals. And according to this study, it's not good what we're breathing in. And when you dust, you know, it's good to dust and get rid of the dust, but you got to be careful breathing that stuff in. And then there is a unique case of Zika in Utah that we need to talk about that's kind of having people stumped. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let's get right to it. So household dust, apparently, collects more than just dirt and cat hair and dog hair. A new study says it can expose you and I to a wide range of potentially toxic chemicals. So this study was a meta-analysis of more than two dozen previous studies on chemicals and dust, and they report that 90% of dust samples taken from houses in 14 states contain harmful chemicals, including one that's known to cause cancer. Now, some of you are like, well, of course, you know, there's going to be chemicals in the dust because there's chemicals everywhere. But cancer-causing chemicals? No, thank you. Most studies only measure a few chemicals, so it's hard to understand typical exposures in homes and workplaces, according to the lead author, Amy Zota, who's an assistant professor of environment and occupational health at the Milken Institute School of Public Health at George Washington University, better known as Okay. The researchers, who also came from Harvard, University of California, San Francisco, Silent Spring Institute, and National Resources Defense Council, got some big names there, analyzed data from 26 peer-reviewed papers and one unpublished set of data. The collected data included 45 chemicals from five chemical classes. Whew, there's a lot of C words in there. Chemical classes, chemicals, council, California. They said, we wanted to be able to draw more solid conclusions about concentrations of indoor chemicals. Now I'm fixating on it. In the U.S. by pulling data across all of these studies. So basically, their big study was looking at a whole bunch of other studies. That's a meta-analysis. Where you look at a whole bunch of other studies and you make a study from that. And you know what? I've been looking at studies my whole life. I mean, I could maybe make some studies and, you know, make some money. And, I need to do that because I'm looking at everybody else's studies, too. Why can't I get credit? Anyway, so the chemicals studied come from all sorts of common consumer goods like furniture, personal hygiene products, flooring, baby products, cleaning supplies, fast food, and food packaging. Amy Zota said that the chemicals are released into the air and then they seep into the dust that settles on the furniture and floors. People can inhale or ingest small particles of the dust, or you could also, you know, absorb it into the skin. So to analyze the previous studies, the scientists kind of parse the information from three different angles, looking at the chemical concentration of the dust, how much is getting into our bodies, and then how hazardous they are, which is kind of how you have to do these studies. You got to look at how much. You got to look at, what could be getting into your bodies. And then of these chemicals, how hazardous are they? So 10 harmful chemicals were found in 90% of the dust samples tested. phthalates that we've talked about used in toys and vinyl flooring. Those occurred in the highest concentrations. Then came the phenols. Those are always also used in cleaning products. Then came flame retardants, fragrances, perfluoroalkyl substances. These are used in carpets, textiles, and leather to make them water, oil, stain repellent, and to create a grease-proof and waterproof coating for products like paper plates and food packaging. Ooh, I love those coatings. Don't you love those coatings where you have a paper plate and the food will just slide right off into the garbage whenever you want to reuse your paper plate? We save money in my household, so we reuse paper plates. Don't ask. So, phthalates. What do phthalates do? Remember we talked about them being endocrine disruptors, so they can interrupt your reproductive system? Also linked to multiple health hazards. Some flame retardants are linked to cancer. So the authors of the study published in the Journal of Environmental Science and Technology were especially concerned about little babies running around on the carpet near the dust and kids, very young children. So the chemicals of top concern was one, TCEP. The TCEP is a flame retardant that's added to couches, baby products, electronics, and other products. DEPD, EHP, BBZP, DNBP. COPP. Okay. These chemicals, they say these are different varieties of phthalates. They're found in an array of drugstore items, like the ones that we talked about before with food packaging, etc., as well as some highly processed foods and fast foods. Now, these phthalates, like the DEP, DEHP, they're linked to IQ and respiratory problems in children, according to CBS. Then you have the PFOA and the PFOS. These are the chemicals that I believe are the polyfluoroalkyl chemicals. Yeah, see, I can pronounce it now. See, I can pronounce these things. Oh, sorry, the perfluoroalkyl. I said poly. I bet there's some poly in there, too. I bet there are polyperfluorals in there. Anyway, these chemicals are found in cell phones, pizza boxes, non-stick, waterproof, stain-resistant products. They've been linked to developmental problems and issues with the immune system, digestive system, and endocrine systems. You know, guys, one reason why I think a lot of us are battling obesity, it's not because we're eating too much garbage, because a lot of us have been watching our calories, we've been exercising, because I think a lot of these chemicals affect our metabolism. Your body is bombarded with these, and it's such an insult to our system that our body doesn't want us to starve, so it slows down the metabolism. I sincerely think that what we're being exposed to could really be messing with us. So, you know, you got to make sure you cut down on the dust, get some HEPA filters, wet mop, you know, damp cloths, you know, careful when you vacuum, use a HEPA filter, and try not to get this stuff in you. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW, or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-Seed Oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. Second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-Seed Oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-Seed Oil and One World Way, for your fantastic health, call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
She's a lion. She's a lion.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this is an interesting email, and it's anonymous, okay? And you'll see why. He writes, do you know any physicians that are not on electronic systems? Just heard you and Heidi and the email hacking and is very shortly going to come into our lives. He writes, I do not want my medical history on the internet. So basically, he's looking for a doctor that doesn't use EHR or electronic health records. And earlier in the show, we were talking to Heidi Harris about, you know, how it almost seems like every single day somebody's getting hacked. And so Colin Powell, the DNC, Hillary Clinton, I believe the CIA a few years ago. You know, it looks like no matter what is on a server, man still has the ability to be smarter than a computer. So, you know, man knows how, or woman knows how to hack. So there's a huge concern about privacy. Now, so I tried to do some research to find out who actually still has paper charts. Okay, you know, I teach at Toro University, Nevada. We were just starting to go electronic when, I was offered a position to teach. So, most everybody I know in my area, and I'm not sure exactly where this person lives to guide him, but when I was researching, I found a very interesting report done about a year ago at Becker's Hospital Review. And it's 25 quotes that show just how fed up physicians are with electronic health records. And I guess there's a Dr. Stack from WBUR in Boston, and he says, imagine a world where a 2-year-old can operate an iPhone. You have a graduate educated physicians brought to their knees by electronic health records. When you have more than 250,000 physicians being penalized by the government by a single program, he writes, I think that most people don't understand the math. It's not just the 250,000 plus physicians that are the problem. It's most likely the single problem they're being punished by. Apparently, Dr. Sack is one of the most vocal physicians airing his grievances about EHR functionality and performance. And so I was trying to look at some of these quotes to see which of these doctors or groups are going back to paper. John Rogers, MD from Fairview Park Hospital in Dublin, Georgia, says initially you drop about 30% of productivity following EHR implementation, that's the electronic health records. Sometimes more, you recover a little bit, but you never regain your total productivity. What we've had to do is use some workarounds by employing other providers, scribes, mid-levels, and that comes at a cost. But what we really want from our investment is free flow of information, because that will allow us to improve the care that we provide. So it sounds like they're kind of sticking with it. John Rogers says, too often I pull up a record either in peer review or another setting, and it's almost impossible to really get an understanding of the storyline. Says he can't find the information, the nurse's notes, things like that. So in a sense, it's turned us into data entry clerks. Communications with patients is not only suffering, but communication with nursing and others as well. It breaks down. We all communicate now, they say, just by what goes into that electronic record. So, I'm trying to look, and, you know, here Kay Kirkpatrick says we operate at 20 different hospitals in the city, all of their own systems, so apparently they're on electronic. I mean, my guess is everybody is going electronic. There was one that I thought that said, here, I participated in stage one, and at 6 months, I discarded my certified EMR in favor to go back to an old EMR. Nope, you still stuck with it. And, you know, here's a problem. Here is everything is going electronic. I don't know what's happening to our forests, and I don't know what movement we have to save our trees. But, you know, I look at all the paper that I spent, using for patient charts over the years. And so originally I welcomed, saving the trees and not, using so much of our nature's resources when you could very easily. And I could type. But what I didn't like, which is what the patients care about, they don't care about the doctors losing productivity. Some of them don't even care about the doctor not spending time with them. What seems to be one of the biggest issues is people do not want their medical information hacked. So in the news recently, we heard about Simone Biles' medical records, which is a shame that that's been a topic of conversation. And apparently the IOC, there was an email server through the Olympics that somebody got a hold of, and I don't know all the details, but it appears that many medical records of Olympic athletes have now been made public. And so Simone Biles has been in the center of the news because it had been revealed that she was taking Ritalin, which many people or many sports originally banned as an enhancer, but she's taking it for attention deficit. I think many of us that saw her athletic performance could not, really be convinced that the attention deficit medication is what made her that good, But you have no privacy. So here now, here's you, me, etc. We're supposed to be going to a doctor. We're supposed to be telling them our innermost our innermost secrets, our innermost details, and we're supposed to feel confident that nobody's going to read that. And this is a very serious concern. So I'm teaching medical students, and I'm teaching medical students to get a very thorough history, because you can't figure out what's going on with the patient being half-assed. So I teach them, and they're very, very good, and they're very thorough. You know, way to go. Well, what if the new generation of patient is going to not want to reveal the truth because they are looking at us type as they talk, and they want to know where is that information, you know, who is going to have that information? And when you say, look, we have a private server, I mean, even Hillary Clinton, with all her resources, couldn't keep her server, you know, protected. And even emails had to be deleted. So emails had to be deleted. We are not allowed to delete medical records. So here I am. I'll be seeing a patient. I'm going to be typing the information in. I'm going to be typing the medical information in. I'm going to be having it in the medical record database like a good little doctor. Medicare is going to be happy. Okay, you know, specialists are going to be happy because they don't have to read my handwriting. But the patients are sitting there going to probably, like I've had many people insinuate that they would do, give very calculated answers. Well, just say this, or let's just say I need the medication to sleep. Just put that down. Remember when there was a discussion in Florida about doctors needing to ask about guns in the house? And so many people called and emailed saying, I'm not telling my doctor crap. Now, why do we ask about guns in the house? Well, I learned that very early on in my pediatric rotation, because we want to know that if there is a gun in the house, we can make sure that the parents have a safe. We want to make sure that the kid doesn't get to it. We want to use that time as an opportunity for education. You know, a lot of parents don't realize that cleaning ladies or other people may see the gun, think it's a toy, throw it in the toy box, and as we know, one child killed themselves because they saw a gun in the toy box, was playing with it, and it was daddy's gun that somebody threw in the toy box. So, so I personally like to use that time to educate, but since so many people don't want to tell me because they don't want it to go into the medical record, what I've had to do is conform and go, okay, look, guys, when it comes to guns, you don't have to tell me if you have a gun or not, but I'm going to be giving you the education anyway, okay? All right, you know, children are getting into the guns. If you do have a gun, you need to have a gun safe. You need to do this. And so I'll go through that. And because, you know, it's better than somebody lying and saying, no, I don't have a gun, and then my switching the topic. So I just assume everybody has a gun. And more people now, they have guns in the house. I mean, you need to protect themselves, and it's understandable. So I assume everybody has a gun, so I give everybody the same speech. So, I'm not sure where we're going to go. I think medical records are going to be so limited. I think there's going to be a lot of people using aliases, and, you know, like the stars do. You know, when a star goes to the doctor, you know, it doesn't say most likely Brad Pitt, you know, or, you know, there's probably, you know, names being used. And so I think we're going to be seeing aliases. I think we're going to be seeing fake dates of birth. I think there's going to be lots of billing issues because nobody's going to want to use their Social Security because the Social Security is going to get blasted all over the internet with hacks, and no one's going to really want to be honest about their medical conditions. Now, I told you one of the reasons why Z-Packs were so over-prescribed is I don't think all these people had bronchitis or upper respiratory infections. I think a lot of them were treating STDs, but they would rather have in their medical chart bronchitis. Not that Z-Packs are the proper treatment for bronchitis, but that's what a lot of people got Z-Packs for. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey protein powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So Weight Watchers not only allowed Oprah Winfrey to lose some weight, it also caused her to lose some money. Apparently, Weight Watchers shares have plummeted by 66%. Since its November 2015 high, when Oprah announced she was going to become the face of the firm. Apparently, Weight Watchers plummeted close to 70%, and Oprah owns 10% of Weight Watchers. She apparently saw $117 million knocked off her own personal fortune by the falling share price, and the value of the company has dropped $1.2 billion since its peak. They say shares were down another 68 cents today or yesterday, down to $9.68 Tuesday after the company said it was going to replace its CEO of 3 years, James Chambers, at the end of the month. The price, however, is still above the $6.79 share it traded before Oprah came on board. Oprah is, I guess, its third biggest investor. And stock prices just soared after Winfrey announced she would become the face of the company. And remember, I mean, this is Oprah Winfrey. So, I you know, even I was excited because she looked good. Remember 1998 when she lost all that weight? Weight Watchers shares more than doubled to $13.92 the day she announced in October 19, 2015 that she was joining the board and buying 10% of shares. So, of course, that would make the stocks rise. You got a big face. You got a big hero such as Oprah. You got somebody who obviously has lost weight with it. And then you also have somebody who's buying shares, so putting some more money into the company. And I have to say, Weight Watchers has been my favorite recommendation for weight loss, hands down, because, you know, I did it in the 80s, and, it's very, very smartly done. So, apparently Weight Watchers' worth rose to $1.4 billion after Oprah's involvement. She said she lost 30 pounds on the Weight Watchers program. Apparently, they boosted shares by 21% in 2 hours. Gail King, CBS morning anchor and best friend of Oprah, also began posting photos of the success she was having. She lost 25 pounds. And so, you know, everything was going great. What's going on now? Well, I don't know. Okay, so, you know, replacing a CEO could obviously cause some issues, but, you know, are they replacing a CEO because something's been going on? You know, when it comes to Weight Watchers, and when it comes to losing weight, and when it comes to these diets, and Weight Watchers has gotten plenty of media attention, and still always seems to rank high in weight loss, this is not the time of year when people are thinking about losing weight. Right now, people are slowly starting to get into holiday mode. You know, we got the fall, we got school back in, we're not really wearing a bikini, I don't have to shave my legs, you know, I mean, that theoretically, that's what people are thinking, okay, not me. I get to start wearing boots, I get to start wearing clothes that don't seem to be as revealing, and so this is not a big time of year when people are concerned about weight. January, they're going to see a huge bump. And, you know, what I always recommend is, you know, so what, okay, we're in, the fall right now, okay, before we get into Halloween, before we get into some, major, yummy, juicy, delicious holidays, I say now's the time to start getting on your diet. Okay, I mean, you can enjoy chocolate, you can enjoy some of the holiday food, but make sure you are already on a good regimen of salads and vegetables and exercise regimen, because we do not want to gain the weight that we usually do. And holiday time is very dangerous for a lot of us because, you know, you will be dieting. And that's another question I get. You know, Oprah did so damn good with her weight loss. Why didn't she keep it off? Why don't any of us keep it off? What is going on? And, you know, I've talked about weight a lot on the show. And one thing that I've noticed, and for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. One thing I've noticed is your body starts to reset all its chemistry and math, because it's all chemistry and math, your body, right? And so rather than resetting the thermostat and resetting your liver and kidneys to the new weight and the new mass, it's almost easier to just lay low while the dieting is going on, because obviously the dieting seems to be something new. And then the body will lay low and go, okay, wait a second, this will pass, hold on, make sure you still keep their nutrients, make sure you still keep their food, you know. And so unfortunately, what ends up happening is your body slows down the metabolism as you start to diet. And so when that ends up happening, then you don't end up keeping the weight off. As soon as you start to eat just a little bit normally, then boom, you end up gaining the weight back. So it's very, very frustrating. It's very scary. I'm at my wit's end with trying to lose weight, because every time I make heads or tails or I do something good, I mean, you literally have to, and you know, just ask anybody, dieting is the most difficult thing they have ever had to do in their lives. And so, you know, Hi. Weight Watchers, struggling. I'm not surprised. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also, who's struggling are Medicare patients. Apparently, 1 in 4 Medicare patients uses their blood pressure medications incorrectly. They say nearly 5 million Medicare prescription drug enrollees, and they aren't all seniors. Okay, this isn't all seniors. This, you know, a lot of people that are on Medicare could be disabled. They could have issues in terms of, let's say, you know, sometimes you'll be getting Medicare along with your Social Security. So, you know, they're not just seniors forgetting to take the medications. An analysis of 18.5 million Medicare Part D enrollees in 2014 found that 26% skipped doses of their blood pressure medication or stopped taking the drugs entirely. According to the CDC, that's particularly troubling because other research indicates that up to 25% of new prescriptions for blood pressure medicine are never even filled in the first place. Of those prescribed, those regimens, maybe a quarter didn't even start them, and now we're finding that another quarter don't continue them. So how many people die each year of stroke and heart disease, which is caused by high blood pressure? 800,000 people every year. It accounts for 1 out of every 3 deaths, according to CDC Director Dr. Tom Frieden. Uncontrolled high blood pressure has been associated also with dementia and mental decline later in life. 70% of U.S. adults age 65 or older have high blood pressure. 70% of us. But just a little more than half have their blood pressure under control. So heart-healthy lifestyle changes help, like exercise, trying not to smoke, avoiding salt, drinking plenty of water, making sure you make good vegetable choices, etc. They said the percentage of drug non-adherence varies among racial and ethnic groups. More than 1/3 of blacks, Hispanics, and American Indians versus roughly 1/4 of whites, Asian, Pacific Islanders, according to the CDC. And if you live in the South, the quote-unquote stroke belt, you have the highest rate of non-adherence in the nation. So they also found a big difference with people taking diuretics, the water pills. They found those water pills were abandoned more often than other drugs. They say this is another call to action for this part of the country, knowing that they are typically at higher risk for having strokes and heart attacks. And remember, water pills are kind of scary because when you take them, you could lower your potassium. And you need your potassium to maintain good heart health. So the diuretics are more of a high-maintenance medication because you've got to go to the doctor, medical provider, and get your potassium checked. So some people are like, look, I just want to take my medicine and not worry about it. Or I don't want to take a medicine that makes me get up and pee every 5 minutes. That's an issue. So, you know, what's the problem here? Are we having people forgetful? Are we having people not like the medications? Are the medications expensive? And the reason why we need to figure this out is we are spending a lot of money for people to have Medicare. We are spending a lot of money to make sure people have access. Remember, there was that study that frightened a lot of us, where after the Affordable Health Care Act rolled out, you saw people get on Medicaid, but they weren't using it. They still weren't. They had the insurance. We spent the money. They had the insurance in their hand. Didn't go. So if you are spending all this money to try to insure people that don't want to go to the doctor, is there a better way to spend that money? And is there a better way to get them to control their blood pressure? 800,000 people dying a year is not acceptable. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started habit is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
All right, right, we are back on the Doc Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. I have health headlines on my website, on my Facebook page, Dr. Dolly, and on Twitter. So anytime you need a quick, bulleted, two-minute update on, even less, one-minute update on what is going on in medical headlines, definitely take a peek at that so it helps and keeps you guys up to date. So, with Zika, this is interesting, okay? There is a very unique case of Zika that remains a medical mystery. And what happened is a man caught the illness after taking care of his infected father. His father had an extremely high level of the virus in his blood when he died in June, according to a report released by the CDC. One possibility is that he transmitted the virus to his son through a bodily fluid in a way that has not been recognized or reported with Zika yet, according to officials. The son kissed and hugged his dying father and helped care for him in a hospital. So investigators could not test the unidentified Salt Lake County man because he had already been cremated by the time he was diagnosed. And Angela Dunn with the Utah Department of Health. Signs of Zika have been found in the blood, urine, semen, and saliva, and the case could direct new research into whether it could also be carried in things like tears or stools. They say stool is actually the plural of it, okay? Your poop, okay? Like poop is plural. We don't go poops. We just go poop. They say no other cases have yet been found among the family or health workers. It's unclear whether this case points to a potentially common mode of transmission. I don't think we know the answer to that right now, according to the CDC. So do you guys kind of get what's going on here? We know you could get Zika from a mosquito, okay? We all know that. We also know you could get it from sexual contact. We know that, okay? But when you have somebody taking care of somebody else who hadn't had sex, who hadn't traveled, travel is another way. You travel somewhere, you know, and then unfortunately get bit there, bring it back to the States. So if you haven't gotten bit by anything, you haven't had sex with anybody, yet you took care of somebody with Zika, possibly. Now you have Zika? Why? What was it? Was it the tears? Was it the blood? What other virus scared the hell out of us that people would get when they took care of sick family members? Ebola. So if, you know, you have a family member with Zika, do we need to start quarantining? This is why the CDC has to figure this out. Now, the father did catch the mosquito-borne virus, but he did so abroad. And the son did not travel to an affected area or have sex with anyone who did. The son has recovered. Because the virus, if it gives you any symptoms at all, which is so rare, will cause mild illness in most people. Unfortunately, if you're pregnant, it could cause severe birth defects. And if you're immunocompromised or if you have a type of system that'll go berserk, you could get Guillain-Barré, which is a paralysis, a neurological condition that could come from the virus. But it looks like the son is fine. So health officials also haven't found any of the tropical mosquitoes that mainly spread the virus in the area or evidence that local mosquitoes are carrying the virus. Because the next question is, okay, if you didn't travel anywhere and didn't have sex with anybody or sex with anything, he swears, then maybe there is a mosquito floating around Utah that gave it to him. They don't think so. They know the dad had Zika and he took care of him. Now he has Zika. Now, there was a study talking about how Zika is can sit around and float in bodily fluids, including the urine, semen and tears. But the son didn't report touching any bodily fluids. And other family members had similar interactions with the father and did not get sick. They say we weren't able to identify anything he did that was different. It's not uncommon to be unable to identify a key thing a patient did or didn't do before catching an illness like Zika, according to Dr. Callen. They say small, even unremembered factors could also make a difference. But the investigation is ongoing, and we think later this year we're going to get more information. Now, the father died of septic shock with multiple organ failure, according to the report. His death was the first Zika-related death in the continental U.S., there was a man that died in Puerto Rico, but in terms of the continental U.S., it was this man in Utah, which we reported about a while ago. So the CDC reports caution. Well, the CDC report cautions other family caregivers that the virus can be spread by blood and bodily fluids of Zika patients. More than 2,900 Zika illnesses have been reported in the continental U.S. thus far, Hawaii, including 13 in Utah. So they got to figure this out. If this means that you have the potential to get it by helping somebody with Zika, then anybody who is at risk of getting somebody pregnant or becoming pregnant won't be able to take care of a family member who gets sick with this. So we need to figure this out and fast. Let's move on. For those joining us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. If you hang out with people who are sober, you don't seem to drink as much. Now, very interesting in this study, because many people have seen a movie in which a drunk character accuses everyone else of being drunk, too. But this new study from the UK suggests that in real life, being surrounded by sober individuals may have a sobering effect. The researchers found that people who were surrounded by other intoxicated individuals were more likely to underestimate their own level of drunkenness and may drink more. But when sober people were present, drinkers tended to overestimate their over-drunkenness and maybe wouldn't drink as much on top of what they drink. So in other words, if a drunk person in the movie was actually surrounded by sober people, he or she would be more likely to realize that he was drunk and to think of himself drunker than them. Researchers, they say, have historically worked under the assumption that those who drink most alcohol incorrectly imagine everyone else to also drink in excess, but that's not the case. So basically what they're saying is if you're drunk, you can still figure things out that's going around you. They say it turns out that irrespective of how much someone has drunk, if they observe others who are more drunk than they are, they feel less at risk from drinking. So people evaluate their own levels of drunkenness by comparing themselves to other people around them. And when they're surrounded by drunk people, they're more accepting of being drunk. So this is like wants to be around like. That's what it means. People don't want to drink alone. They don't want to be the only person in the group. And why could that happen? What could be going on? Well, from an animalistic, instinctive nature, okay, one big thought I have on this whole thing is you realize you're compromised. So if you are surrounded by a bunch of people that are looking at you, going, okay, you know what? We could take advantage. We could mug them. We can, you know. So when you start to pick that up, and the fact that you could still pick it up drunk shows our animalistic instinct, you know, is really, you know, on point. We try to get ourselves back to a position where we don't feel compromised. So I think that's very, very telling. You know, we always try to tell college students, you know, don't be drinking. Don't get yourself in a complete stupor. And the reason why a lot of people drink and unfortunately put themselves in harm's way is they think, you know, everybody's drunk. So if everybody's drunk, we're all okay. And when you stop and say, wait a second, okay, there could be a predator. You are not okay. All right? There could be a predator around. You know, you need to hold your horses. Then all of a sudden, people are a little bit more careful. And so, you know, and that's what stinks. You know, even with, you know, we were talking about that boy, Eaton Potts, who I believe was abducted back in Brooklyn when he was 7. This was like, what, in the 1970s, I believe? And they were talking about how, you know, his mom, I guess, had always walked him to school. Finally, he wanted to do it for the first time by himself. And I guess the stalker had been watching for so long that when that opportunity happened, he jumped on it. And so, you know, I think when we talk to our kids and we try to teach the youth about being careful and drinking, you know, let them know that, you know, there could be somebody always watching and, you know, drunk people get victimized. And one reason is because they think everybody else is drunk. So it's cool to know that instinctively we still look around. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too.
Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.